Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wildcards. And it is a wild card on Wildcards yet again, because you've got me, Harriet Pryor, hosting instead of Amelia Bonner, but she will be back for the next one, I promise. And joining me today to Wildcard, I've got Nikki Cornish, Ian Salmon, Joel Richards, and Steve Brown. And we've got lots of lovely topics to talk through. So first up, we have got LFC present, and the options were Thiago with 24%, Nat Phillips with 31%, but no surprise after the week he has had, Tyler Morton is storming into the lead with 45%. So Nikki, I'll come to you first. You were at the San Siro in Milan watching the game, and how great was it to see Tyler Morton play in the flesh?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I was thinking, because we were high up, you couldn't actually always work out who was on the ball. Well, I couldn't anyway. And it struck me, I thought, you would never have looked down and thought, oh, I can tell which one's the 18-year-old. He looked absolutely at home. So, you know, didn't stand out a mile, but equally looked absolutely at home, which is, I'm sure, is all the manager would have wanted for someone of that age. Did not look out of his depth. I mean, it's funny because he's one. I do watch some of the under 23s and under 18s, but he wasn't in my radar really last season. But it just shows that if someone comes into training and impresses the coach and staff, they're not frightened to throw him in. And you've got to think that we'll be seeing more of him this season. Be interesting to see if he plays him in the League Cup quarterfinal, because with Keita fit again and Milner fit again, that's probably questionable. I guess he's more likely to be on the bench, but you wouldn't be worried, would you, about putting him in there now, particularly the fact he's made to play different positions as well.